Tony Dungy just made a statement that we want to throw out. We certainly want to say, want to discuss. So, but right now, Marty, welcome to WPFW. We're talking about the R word.
Greetings. How's it going, gentlemen?
Fantastic. Yeah, thank you for calling, Marty.
Listen. Do we really need to say that this is offensive to us? How can anyone actually say that this slur is not offensive?
Oh, I got tweets all the time of people saying, you're politically correct.
This is not a name. This is not a badge of honor.
Clearly.
This is not a term that glorifies a group of people. Come on now. Cut it out. And in light of that, in saying that, I'm going to go a step further. If we're going to change that name, let's go right there to PG County and change the name of 210, which we know as Indian Head Highway. And we know that during the 15th and 16th century, when that road was paved, they hung a killed Indian's head on the road to let you know it was safe to pass.
Wow, I did not know that.
Check your history. It's all this.
Wow.
Check your history.
I believe you. I believe you. I didn't know that. You told me
something
today.
It's funny that you mentioned that because, I ride, I need to go no further than Northern Virginia, and I see, like, Robert E. Lee
Jefferson Davis Highway. Which I always call Route 1. Yeah. I never call Jefferson Davis Highway.
I'm going to tell you what I saw today. I know you got to get on, so I'm going to leave you with this.
Certainly.
I saw a bumper sticker with a rebel flag on it. A Confederate flag.
Right, yeah.
That said, heritage, not hatred. Well, that may be your heritage, but your heritage
is one of hatred.
A heritage of hatred.
Is based on hatred.
That's right.
And it's based, so if your heritage is based on hatred, it is hatred.
There you go.
I won't hold you. I just wanted to throw that.
No, fair point.
Fantastic call. Janelle, welcome to WPFW. You are on the air.
Good evening. I'm so happy you took my call. Thank you.
Hi, Janelle.
To say that I'm so proud that our nation's capital is finally stepping up and doing the right thing.
Well, I don't know that we're actually stepping up and doing the right thing. We should step up and do the right thing. I haven't heard any news that they're actually changing the name.
No. So what are your thoughts on it? What are your thoughts on the name and whether or not it should change, et cetera?
Yeah, my thoughts are it is the right thing.
Okay.
And that it's a beautiful thing, and I'm happy to be living in a place that is actually beginning to consider changing the name of an extremely racist title for an extremely popular team.
Thank you. I'm glad to say that. And here's the thing, Mark. Like I said, I am a fan.
Not if you're real greedy,
but at any rate,
long drive to Dallas. I'm just saying.
So that's why that was the original rivalry. It was because the Washington owner fought to stop Dallas from getting a team because he was afraid that they'd encroach on his southern territory, and that's also the reason why they were the last team to integrate because of the South. We got to take
I'll tell you one thing.
One quick thing, Ramon, and we got to take a break.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If you really want to know about it, you could, when you hear, like, Frank Herzog used to do the broadcast, and he'd say the Redskins Radio Network, back again in said Myrtle Beach where I was, you could drive all the way from Myrtle Beach or you could drive from Atlanta. And you could hear different stations on the Redskin Radio Network from there all the way here to right in the capital city. So yeah, it is the southern. It's the southern team.
Yep. All right.
And
thanks a lot.
That's why they have their views. Thanks a lot, guys. Love y'all. Go ahead, take a break. I'll talk to you.
Thank you. We'll talk about Michael Sam a little bit when we come back. We do have some other callers. We'll give them the option to talk about what they want. And now we're going to take a quick break. 202-588-0893. Garland Nixon and Mark Levine. News Views. 202-588-0893 is the number. Garland Nixon and Mark Levine here. You're listening to WPFW 89.3 FM in Washington, D.C. We do have another caller on right now, but we don't have anybody. I saw some blinking going on there. The number is 202-588-0893.
I just want to say real quick that it's not just the South. If you look at the Cleveland Indians, all right, and I don't know about the name. I don't think it's near as offensive as the R word, but the logo. That logo of the smiling.
Oh, yeah, the equivalent of a Sambo.
When I heard Little Black Sambo, I thought of that logo. So it's not just the South. Cleveland's not the South. This is a problem that so as a native Southerner, I just want to say we got racists all over the place. It's not just the South.
And we've got to say, look, there are things that names of a franchise that happened in a period that it happened,
right,
that it was
right.
created, people weren't as sensitive, you know, to those things, and now they are. We'd like to believe
I
that
I can even look at the NAACP, right? I mean,
yeah, right.
The National Association for the Advancement of Colored people. Who would say the word colored people today?
Right.
In 1904 or 1905, right. whenever it started,
yeah.
that was seen as an advancement. It was better than the word Negro.
Or they didn't even use that word.
Or a worse name.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of it is anachronistic, but it does need to change.
Now, Michael Sam.
Yeah.
Tony Dungy, for those who don't know, he's the first openly gay player. He was drafted by the
Michael Sam.
Yes. He was drafted.
He's
for those who don't know, he's a former coach and won a lot of games and won a Super Bowl. Great coach and he's known as a very easygoing, friendly, nice person. But one of the statements he made about Michael Sam, he said he wouldn't have drafted him because he's a distraction. And, you know, as a football coach, he wouldn't want distractions. Now, here's my first thought on that. Okay, so you say I wouldn't have drafted this guy because he's a gay player and that would be he's openly gay and that's a distraction. So really, what you're really saying is I wouldn't have drafted him because he was gay. That's
right.
what it comes down to, number
right.
one. But number two, I remember a guy, I think he wore number 42 and he played for the Dodgers. Clearly, Branch Rickey or whoever probably thought he was going to take a little heat for the first mm-hmm. black player ever.
I was just thinking.
And he could have very easily said, you know, I'm not this Jackie Robinson guy. I'm not bringing him on our team.
He's a distraction.
And you talk about
everyone's going to watch Jackie Robinson and
players. Pitchers hit him. They threw black cats on the field. They had death threats for the both players, owners. They had people yelling names saying they were going to boycott games.
All true.
So. Here's a man, if you know, Tony Dungy should keep in mind there was a time when he being a black man, there was a black player when people would say the very exact same thing. And you look at the person who did that and you say, well, that guy's kind of like, what a heroic, wonderful thing for this guy to do to, you know, for whatever, I don't know what his reasons, but whatever his reasons were, who cares? It was a wonderful, heroic thing to do. And if not for that, you know, there may have been another 25 years
to be a
first players.
Somewhere.
So,
and Jackie Robinson happened to be a great player.
Yeah.
And Michael Sam happens to be a great player.
Yeah.
And the answer is people should be judged based on their skills. And the thing about the distraction, when you think about it, it's not Michael Sam that's a distraction.
Right.
It's the haters
yeah.
that are the distraction. Right. It's the people who hate him that it's just like it wasn't Jackie Robinson's fault.
No.
That he grew up in a racist society, you know? And to the extent that it's a distraction for good, that
right.
you get positive feedback because
right.
of the first black or the first gay. That's good distraction.
Yeah.
You want to be known as the team that does that. So to me, it's either good or you're appealing to the haters.
Right. And I mean, you know, from the perspective of money, if the Rams are on, I imagine there's going to be a lot of people that are going to turn on the game and like, oh wow, this guy said the first game. I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn it on. Anything that's unique
that's
or
business.
Different is going to attract people.
You know what's fascinating to me?
What?
I hear from business owners, capitalists, Wall Street, lots of filthy rich people all the time. And they're like, well, we can't give a minimum wage to people because it costs too much. We can't provide decent wages or health care. It's just bottom line. Here's a case. I don't care whether it's the Washington R word or it's the Rams, where them being fair actually makes them money.
Right.
And people are against it.
Yeah.
You know, this help, that's the point. Dan Snyder would make a lot of money if he'd stop being racist. It's one thing to say, well, I'm racist because it costs me money. But when you're racist, even though not being racist would save you money.
I tend to think some of it too with Dan Snyder. I don't think that he's not that
just
I would call him a racist.
He's stubborn.
I think there's a stubbornness. I think there's they're not going to force me to do it kind of thing. I don't think that he's a bad guy and he's a racist and he doesn't like Native Americans. I think it's just a stubborn streak. But it doesn't matter that it's a stubborn streak.
I think it's the same thing with the Dixie flag. Honestly, I think there are a lot of white Southerners who don't hate blacks, but are stubbornly saying this is my heritage, and they're not willing to look at the obvious, which is a racist symbol. And they're like, well, this is my heritage, leave me alone. To me, it's the same with Dan Snyder. It's not wanting to face the obvious racism that's there.
Yeah.
It's just not wanting to face it.
And with Michael Sam, here's the way I look at it. First of all, I think the fact that he's gay cost him his draft status in the first place. He lasted to the seventh round. He was Defensive Player of the Year in
the
SEC.
Exactly.
The SEC, I would say the only difference between the SEC is and the NFL is they don't get paid, but I'd probably be right. How about they get paid? How about
they get paid under the
they
table.
They get paid less. Yeah, they don't get paid, you know, out front. But at any rate, but here's the thing about it. in the SEC, right? So you've got all of these offensive linemen that went in the first round. These are the guys that he ran over his way to the quarterback.
That's right.
Guys,
it was stupid for them not to draft.
Guys that he ran over, smashed to the ground, and grabbed the quarterback. Guys that he manhandled and abused every week and ran by him, they go in the first round. But the guy that was running over him, well, he hangs around to the seventh round.
It's bad management. It's just bad management.
Yeah, it's absurd to me that he lasted until the seventh round, and I think that his career, based on what he's shown, his career is going to, you know, is going to tell the story. But whatever the case may be, you know, you can
and 5-10 years from now, people are like, remember when people made such a big deal over Michael Sam, and they're like,
wasn't that ridiculous? I bet you right now, if you look at the SEC, which is the premier conference in football for many years, you look, you know, you're talking Alabama, Auburn, Georgia. These are football institutions.
These are the best ones, right?
You look at the defensive player of the year for that particular conference. And I'm going to guarantee you their first round picks every year.
Probably.
Before now.
That'd be a great
thing to check. They last. But the defensive player of the year in the SEC, he's going to be
first, maybe second.
Top 10 picks. Yeah. You're talking top picks. Now he's seventh round pick, I think, because he was gay, is what made him stick around. Which means
what a brave guy who was willing to give up. Possibly his
money.
Career, fame, what he'd been training for and dreaming of his entire life, just to make a point about equality.
Just to say,
go Michael Sam, what a brave American.
Yeah, just to say, you know.
Look at all the abuse Jackie Robinson took.
Yeah, yeah. And even now, you know, people saying this stuff, and basically his, if I remember, I'll have to pull it up, but his, even Michael Sam's, comment about what Tony Dungy said was just like, oh, well, everybody's welcome to his own opinion. That was pretty much
so
it.
Cool.
And he went back to play. You know, he was in training camp. And he went back to play.
He's got a lot of class.
And I think when he said it was about this. And I've always felt this
way. I'm not going to be distracted by someone calling me a distraction.
Yeah, I've always felt this way.
I love it.
I don't want to be a black radio talk show host.
Right.
I don't want to be a black. I remember when I was a police officer, when I got the major, and they were like, oh, you're one of the first black majors. I said, I'm not a black major.
I'm a major.
I'm not black anything. I'm just, you know, one of the things I love that my favorite things that President Obama ever said was in 2008 when he was running, and they said something about the Selma Bridge, and they said that was a part of black history. He said, no, it wasn't.
It was part of American history. That's exactly right.
And I think what Michael Sam is saying is the reality is he's not a gay football player.
He's a football player.
He's a football player. And if he's gay or if he's Catholic or if he's Jewish or if he's Muslim or if he's an atheist, whatever, he should be able to say, I'm an atheist, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Jew, I'm whatever
I
am, I'm
gay,
I'm straight, I'm transgender. He should be able to say he's whatever he is and go about his business and do his thing, and people should leave him alone. Who's next?
Alex,
welcome to WPFW.
Hi, Alex.
Make sure you got to turn your radio down. That feedback is going to drive us all crazy.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah, we go. What's happening?
Okay, great, man. Just a couple quick comments, and I'll let you guys let me go. First, on the Redskins name, I think they should change it. And I think what's going on with people is really a hangover from what's going on with our politics today. Because if you think about it, people have gotten so entrenched on being like on one side or the other, and we're just so obsessed about, well, no one can ever change their mind, nobody can ever flip-flop. And I'm like, the truth is, you know, I'll be the first to admit, I didn't know for a long time that the name was racist, but now that someone has enlightened me and said, you know, it's actually racist to me, I don't have a problem with saying, okay, I'm not going to support it anymore.
Yeah, I'll tell you something.
I'll
make an admission here on the air. When I was a kid, 8 or 9 years old, I used the term Oriental. Someone asked me what it meant, and I thought it meant from the East, which is what the name comes from. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that Asian Americans considered it offensive. One told me they did. I haven't used it since. Mm-hmm. Period.
Exactly. I did the same thing. And, you know, I don't know why people are just, we've lost our ability to admit that we can change. And it's okay to change your mind sometimes.
Right. Very good point, and thanks a lot. I certainly appreciate you calling. Next, we're going to Beck. Beck, welcome to WPFW.
Oh.
Welcome.
Hello, Garland. I really enjoy your show. I'm sorry you aren't on Wednesday morning anymore.
Oh, thank you.
I used to get up early on Wednesday to hear your show.
Now, that was originally my show, not calling primacy here, but then I ran for Congress and I lost it to Garland. But welcome, welcome.
Right. I have only one short comment about names. I grew up in a southern town, with quite a few educated white people. And as usual, the black community was on one side of town and white community was on the other. The black kids went to a high school called Robert E. Lee High School.
Wow.
That's my comment.
No, thank you. Yeah, and you know,
irony of ironies, and no one thought that was anything wrong
with
that.
You know, yeah, you see, you go down south, there's Jefferson Davis, like you said, Jefferson Davis Highway, Robert E. I, personally, when I see those, I just think to myself, you know, it would be like if I took a trip to Germany and there was, you know, there was Göring Boulevard,
you know, driving down the road
and they were named after.
You can see Judenstrasse, Jew Street. There are places, in fact, there are churches in Germany where, as part of, you know, they have like gargoyles and carved into the, and there are some churches there that have Jews worshiping a pig.
Really?
Yeah, which is obviously clearly anti-Semitic, clearly Jew hatred, where they wanted to show that because Jews didn't eat pork, they claimed that Jews worshiped the pig as a god. And it's right there carved into this medieval church. But some of it is history. I mean, for example, I live in Alexandria. Mm-hmm. We have, on the corner of Prince and Washington Street, we have a memorial to the Confederate soldiers that died. Mm-hmm. And I actually think that memorial should remain. I think it's part of history. It's part of Alexandria's history. I don't want to hide that history. In fact, I want to point out, and I'm surprised that our black mayor doesn't point out whether he's black or not, some mayor of Alexandria needs to put a plaque on the big square in front of City Hall, which happens to have been the second largest slave market in American history. There's no plaque there. You just have to know the history. So some of it is historical, and some of it should remain for that purpose, for teaching reasons.
Right.
But when you have a street name, or that's an honor, or a school name,
Stonewall Jackson,
an honor. That's not remembering for history, and I think there's an important distinction between those.
Yeah, those were, in my opinion, traitors.
Well, they were a little worse than traitors, yeah.
Okay, who's next? David? David, welcome to WPFW. Thank you for calling. David, you're on the air.
David?
What, David?
Did we lose David?
Oh, wait a minute. Do we have David now?
David?
We're trying. We're doing everything.
We may have lost David.
David, if you are not there, let me give you the number. If you call back, 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. David, if you're not there, call. I mean, if you got lost somehow.
He's clearly not there. He would have spoken already.
Hang up and call back, David. We want to hear from you. Jay, welcome to WPFW.
Hi, Jay. Jay, are you there? Are we losing him right and left? Jay.
Hey.
There you are. Welcome, Jay.
How are you?
Good. Fantastic. What's your point of view on this?
My point is that Daniel Snyder is a businessman. He is getting so much free publicity.
Does that help his team, though? Does that make him money?
I think it does make him money.
How so?
Because there's no such thing as bad publicity. Everybody's talking on every newscast you see that brings up the name of his team is advertising.
Yeah, but does it help? You know, this guy makes money off of people filling the stands and buying the jerseys and the logo. I'm not sure I agree with Jay. He gets more name. His name gets out there more. They say no publicity is bad publicity if you're a nobody and no one knows who you are.
Right.
But I think at a certain point, no one has to. He doesn't have to worry about name recognition.
No. Yeah. That's a good point.
I don't think it helps him. I think he could make double the money by selling more jerseys with a new name. So I just disagree that.
And not only that, then he'd look like the good guy.
The longer he drags it out, the more it builds up. Eventually, when the name does change, such a big build up to that.
Jay, think he will change the name, and he's just making it go a long time so that when it pops, it'll be a bigger pop.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but if you got a couple $1 billion, you don't really need a bigger pop. You know, $2 billion, you know, come. You know, the thing about it
being here, being there, talking about real money soon.
Yeah,
huh?
And if you ever, you know, kind of hang around people who have like a lot of money, a lot of times the, you know, making another million or a couple hundred thousand dollars to them, their mind goes outside of money to other things.
Yeah.
And so they're not always thinking, how can I make a few more bucks? Because they have so much. They're thinking about things other than money because money's not an issue to them.
I think the patent office gave him a great excuse to change. And maybe they're going to lose that case.
They throw him a life preserver.
And he is going to change because if they can't protect the trademark, that means that anyone else using that trademark can sell it and make money, and they actually start losing money by keeping the old trademark.
I think there's some kind of, if I'm not mistaken, I think there's some kind of like a common law protection, but I don't know.
No, you're right.
There's some kind of a common law protection.
It's a complicated case.
Yeah,
but
so that you can't really just use it. But you're a lawyer, but you're not a patent lawyer.
I am, but I'm not a copyright lawyer.
Okay, Bill. Welcome to WPFW.
Hello, Garland Mark. How you doing?
Wonderful.
Hello there, Bill.
Listen, a couple of things. Michael Sam's an interesting case because, yes, he was Player of the Year in the Southeast, but apparently he's one of these guys who's just a football player. He's not super strong, not super fast. So we'll have to wait to see if this...
He's Defensive Player of the Year. He couldn't be too bad.
Well, yeah, that's true, but we'll have to... Some people are just football players, and we'll have to see how it... But everybody has to remember, the Rams have already made his contract back in licensing.
You're right, yep, you're right.
Okay, number two, the first time, and I'm just going to toss this out, the thing about the name, we're so used to the racist atmosphere of this country that we don't think about it. The first time some of the Southern Heritage stuff really shook me to my bones as an adult, I was driving south toward Richmond one time, and I saw a sign for Stonewall Jackson Shrine, and they called
shrine.
It a shrine.
Yeah.
Just sent chills from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
Yeah.
And let me lighten it up after shaking you up with that one.
Yeah,
my vote
I wish
for
I
the
name. I was surprised, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My vote for the name, which will not happen because it's too dry and too droll. But it would be a fantasy come true if they changed the name to the Washington Red Scare. And we know that. So, all right,
there
guys,
you go.
I'm out.
That's hilarious.
And, until the next time.
And a Thank picture you, of, like, McCarthy.
Yeah,
on
that's
the,
right.
And, on
and
the,
like, people screaming and running away.
Yeah, that's it.
There you
a little
go.
Hammer and it's a... David.
David's back.
Hello?
David.
You're on the air, David.
Okay. Oh, okay. Great. How you doing?
Hey, wonderful. David.
Good. Three comments I got. One is, what's the big difference between racism and discrimination? Because one thing I guess America's going towards, I'm confused, you gotta help me out. If you are gay, who cares if you're gay, you're playing football, but my point is, he didn't have to say he was gay. He wanted to make a statement. And the thing is, I don't walk around saying I'm heterosexual.
David, let me ask you a question. When David Sam found out it was a draft pick, he kissed his boyfriend. Now, if you've seen draft picks, you've seen hundreds of guys kiss their girlfriends. Should he not have kissed his boyfriend?
Yeah, I think it's in the... Yes.
It's okay that he did that?
No. He's in the wrong message.
Whoa. So do you think that all the straight guys that get picked should also not kiss their girlfriends when they get picked?
Are you a male or female?
I'm male.
Okay, right. When you were born, you were designed to be a male. You were designed to be with a woman. You're not designed to be with a
woman. Actually, I'm a male who desires to be with a male. I happen to be a gay male, but that's not the point. My point is that why are you saying that one person can kiss their significant other but not the other guy because he's gay? That is expressly discrimination.
If you drive a Mercedes Benz, you try to put Honda parts on it, it's not going to work.
Well, here's the
let me make my point. You're designed as a male to reproduce with a female, not with another male. So when I just like you watch a movie.
Well, you know what? Kissing doesn't have any reproduction either. I guess we should ban it.
Not only that, let me throw
clearly
this.
It can't be an expression of love or affection because it doesn't lead to reproduction.
Well, let me throw this out there too. Let me throw this out here. You're certainly welcome to your. Well, let me say this. You're certainly welcome to your opinion about what other people should do. That's your opinion, and you're welcome to it. But nobody should have to live according to your opinion.
And I have friends that are gay, and I treat them just as good. I don't agree with the lifestyle. But that's not the lifestyle that
maybe I don't believe in your lifestyle. maybe you shouldn't be around.
Well, you know what? How'd you get here? How'd you get here, Buttero?
If you can tell me how you got here.
I have a mother and a father. Are you saying that people who can't... Now, are you telling me that infertile people should not be allowed to play football? Is that what you're saying? If you can't reproduce... You can't reproduce. You got testicular cancer. You can't play sports.
That's not what I said.
Well, I think that's what you said. No,
did I miss something? No. You play football all you want to. Nobody cares if you're gay or not.
Well, then let the guy play football and let him kiss his boyfriend. It's his boyfriend.
If you want to do that, if you want to play football and hit your helmet, and you already seen that football causes sports in your brain, which now, I mean, I used to play football and I still like it. But it's one of the dumbest sports you can play if you want to live a long time.
Okay. I wouldn't be a boxer either. But if people want to do those silly things.
And UFC doesn't look real inviting either.
No, it sure doesn't. Look. Here's the point.
Certainly, thank you very much for calling. I certainly appreciate it. You know, look, you listen to the show. You give your opinion. We may not agree with it, but we're going to get all various opinions, and that allows us to discuss them
better. The people that say Michael Sam should not have come out, you can't live your life openly and freely as a gay person in America without, quote, coming out, unquote. What they're saying is he should have hit his boyfriend.
Right.
What they're saying is, you know, he may get married someday, and he can get married in Washington, D.C., thank God, right now, and now he has to hide his husband. Right. Why should he have to hide his husband? If other football players don't have to hide their wives, why should he have to hide his husband? Either you're saying it's improper for anyone to have a picture of their loved one on their desk,
right,
or you're saying, all right, I'm clearly discriminating one against the other.
Yeah. And that's it. I you know, personally, my I've always said, you know, my idea of America is where a person doesn't have to, where it gets to a point where if you're black, if you're white, if you're gay, that people don't look at it any differently than the color of your hair, that you've got red hair or blonde hair or brown hair. You know what I mean? That all of those things are simply, like you describe him and say he's tall or he's short.
Right.
You know, the fact of the matter is, because of their history, Michael Sam really kind of did have to come out and say that.
Yeah.
Because
hopefully in the future they won't.
Yep.
And then we see, and we have this football player and he happens to have a husband rather than a wife, and oh, he's gay.
We got 1 minute, so we got to get ready to get out of here, Mark. We don't really have time to take another caller, unfortunately.
That's too bad. Jerry, great topic, Carl.
Next week. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. This was really, really great. We got people calling. For those of you who missed it, we talked about the name of our Washington franchise. We got a lot of calls. We talked about Michael Sam. So it was the opening day of football season. I thought there was social commentary that needed to be done.
Absolutely.
And Mark and I were there. Garland Nixon's here. Mr. Mark Levine.
You can follow me on Twitter at Mark Levine Talk. My website's marklevinetalk.com. Follow me on Facebook as well. Tell me off if you want. I'll respond.
GarlandN at gmail.com. That's GarlandN, and the N is for Nixon, at gmail.com. Twitter at Garland Nixon, or Facebook me, Garland Nixon. Thank you. Next, we got
Robin's Place.
Good music. Don't change the station.